إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, seek His help and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is slave and final messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared and die not except as Muslims. And O you who believe, say the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may rectify your actions. Fear Allah and say the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may rectify your actions and forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success in his life. To proceed, the best of speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, the book of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the worst of matters are those that are newly invented in the religion. And every single new invention in the religion is misguidance. And every misguidance leads to hellfire. My brothers and my sisters, I decided to talk about today's khutbah and give a reminder. Generally, I like to teach rather than just preach. But today, I decided to remind you. And the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, أَكْفُرُ ذِكْرِ هَذِ مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember often the destroyer of pleasures. Generally we are all busy in our lives. And subhanAllah, many of us come and attend the Jum'ah. Our bodies are here but our minds are not present in the Jum'ah. Even the Jum'ah is, for most of us, it's the only time that we come and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and listen to a remembrance or learn something. Maybe Jum'ah is the only day in most of our lives. But subhanAllah, we come, our bodies are here but our minds are everywhere else. In our businesses or your dissertations or college, in whatever, in different places. So my brothers and sisters, I want you to concentrate and listen to the khutbah. There's a hadith narrated by Bara bin Azib, one of the Sahabi of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, عن Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu قال خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنازة رجل من الأنصار فانتهينا إلى القبر ولما يلحد. Bara bin Azib says, We accompanied the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to a janazah of one of the Sahabi, one of the Ansar. And we reached the grave, and the grave wasn't dug yet. The grave wasn't ready yet. So the Messenger, peace be upon him, sat down. And we sat down around the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. And we sat down and we were quiet and motionless with the Prophet, peace be upon him, as if there were birds in our heads. And generally use this. Bird would only sit in something that's motionless, that hasn't got any life. He said we were like that. There was no motion. We were quiet and listen and sitting with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, فجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجلسنا حوله كأن على رؤوسنا الطير وفي يده عود ينكت به في الأرض فرفع رأسه فقال استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had a stick in his hand. He had a stick in his blessed hand and he was scratching the earth with that stick while they were waiting for the grave to be dug, for the grave to be ready. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his head and said, seek refuge from the punishment of the grave. Seek refuge in Allah from the punishment of the grave. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the punishment of the grave. And this also proves that there is punishment in the grave. You're either in Jannah or Jahannam inside your grave. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, then said, ثم قال إن العبد إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وإقبال من الآخرة نزل إليه ملائكة من السماء بيض الوجوه كأن وجوههم الشمس معهم كفن من أكفان الجنة وحنوط من حنوط الجنة حتى يجلسون منهم مد البصر. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when a abid, when the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to depart this world, when he's about to leave this world, angels will come and he will see them as far as his eyes can see. And these angels will bring with them shroud from the shrouds of Jannah, and will bring with them perfume from the perfumes of Jannah. And they will come and sit in front of him as far as his eye can see. He can see all of these angels. And then the Prophet said, حَتَّى يَجْلِسُنَ مِنْهُمْ أَدَّ الْبَصَرُ ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ حَتَّى يَجْلِسُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِ. And then the angel of death will come to this righteous person, will come and sit near his head and say, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ. The angel of death will come and say to this person, O good, pious, pure soul, come out to the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This soul, when he hears this, it wants to come out. It's ready to leave and depart this world. Why? Because this person was a righteous person, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life and implemented Islam in his life. When this word is said to him, O pious, pure soul, come out to the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul comes out easily. And the Prophet gave an example. He said, فَتَخْرُجُ تَسِيلُ كَمَا تَسِيلُ قَطْرَةُ مَنْ فِي السِّقَاءِ فَيَأْخُذُهَا. The Prophet said, the soul comes out as if, just like water comes out from a water container, from a jug or something like this. How easy the water pours out. This person's soul, it will come out easily like this. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned that the other angels who came with the angel of the Malak al-Maut, these angels will take this soul and will not leave it in the hands of angel of death. But the basar, just from a blink of an eye, they'll take this soul from the angel of death. And they will put this soul in this coffin that they brought from Jannah, and in these perfumes that they brought from Jannah, they put this soul in this coffin and they start ascending. And they start ascending towards the heavens. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, they will not pass any group of angels except that they will ask, who is this blessed soul? Who is this nice person? Where is this nice smell coming from? They will praise this person and they will name him with the best name that he was known in this world. And like this he will go up. Like this each heaven, the doors of the heavens will be opened for him. And until he reaches the last heaven. And when they reach the last, each heaven the doors are open and he's welcomed. And for each heaven the angels ask the people who are bringing, or ask the angels who are bringing the soul up, who is this nice person? In each stage he's asked, and they name him with the best names in each heaven that he was known for. The Prophet said, until they reach the seventh heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say at that moment, اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَ عَبْدِي فِي الْعِلِّيِّينَ وَأَعِيدُوهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَأَعِيدُوهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, to the angels, write my slave's name in the book of Illiyin, in the book of the highest record, in the book where the names of the people of Jannah are written. So his name will be written in that book, in the book of Illiyin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, return my servant to the world, return him to this earth. Allah says, فَإِنِّي مِنْهَا خَلَقْتُهُمْ, for indeed I have created him from this earth. وَفِيهَا أُعِيدُهُمْ, and from this I will return him back to this earth. وَمِنْهَا أُخْرِجُهُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And Allah says, I will resurrect him back from this earth. And this person is sent back to his grave. And his ruh, his soul is united with his body. And when this person is in his grave, the Messenger of Allah mentioned this hadith, فَإِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ الصَّالِحُ أَجْلِسْ فِي قَبْرِهِ غَيْرَ فَزَعٍ وَلَا مَسْعُوفٍ. When this person sits in his grave, he has no fear. He has no fear and he does not panic. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهْ فِي مَا كُنْتِ. And it will be asked to him, the angels Munkar and Nakir. As the Prophet mentioned, they ask this person, in what were you? He replies back, فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. And subhanAllah, promptly this person replies back, I was in Islam in this life. And then they ask him, مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي كَانَ فِيكُمْ. Or in another narration, مَنِ الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. Who was this person that was sent to you? Who is this person? Meaning the Prophet. He will reply back, مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He is Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Why? He recognizes him. Because he implemented his sunnah in his life. And he says, جَاءَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This person, Muhammad, peace be upon him, came to us with bayinat, with clear proofs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is he able to say this? He's able to say this because he implemented them in his life. and followed the Prophet's example in his life. And he says, فَصَدَّقْنَاهُ. When this Prophet came with his message, when he came with Islam, فَصَدَّقْنَاهُ, we accepted him. And for this person, فَيُفْرَجُ لَهُ فَرْجَةً قِبَلِ النَّارِ. For this person who answered the questions of Munkar and Nakir, a window towards hellfire will be opened for him. And he will look at hellfire, فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا يَحْتِمُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. He will look at the hellfire, its parts eating each other. He will get scared from looking, from this manzar that he sees in the hellfire. And it will be said to him, انظر إلى ما وقاك الله عز وجل. Look at what Allah subhanahu, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from. ثم يفرج له فرجة إلى الجنة. Then a window towards Jannah will be opened to him. And he sees Jannah. And the Prophet said, فينظر إلى زهرتها وما فيها. He will look at Jannah and the beauties of Jannah. And he says, هذا مقعدك منها ويقال له على اليقين كنت وعليه مت وعليه تبعث إن شاء الله. And it will be said to him, this is your place, this Jannah is your place. First, for the righteous person, in window towards Jahannam is open, he sees it and he gets scared. And then he says, you have been saved from this. Why? Because of his actions in this life. And the window towards Jannah is opened and he sees Jannah. And it pleases him to see Jannah. And it will be said to him, this is your place and this is where you will be. And why is this? And this is one of the points that I wanted to touch on today. The angels will reply back, عَلَى الْيَقِينِ كُنْتُ. You were on certainty in this life. You had certainty in this life. You were certain in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَيْهِ مِتْ. And on certainty, you died. And yaqeen, you died. وَعَلَيْهِ تُبْعَثُ inshaAllah. And on the day of judgment, you will be raised up with yaqeen. And this is a really important point. My brothers and sisters, Islam is not only to actions. You need to learn before your actions. And as Imam Bukhari has a chapter in his book, Al-ilmu qabla al-qawl wal-amal. Knowledge precedes ilm, amal, wa-qawl. Before saying anything, have knowledge. You should have knowledge of that. And before acting on something, you should have knowledge of that. Many of us Muslims pray 5 times a day. We don't even know how, why. Who told us to pray 5 times a day? We should look at the proofs of how the Prophet taught us to pray. And Prophet also said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you have seen me praying. Many of us pray just like we've been taught when we were 5. That's the last time we learned how to pray. Seeing other people and copying other people. And I will come to this inshallah when we talk about the kafir person when he dies and what the reply the angels gave him. And also it will be said to him, on the day of judgment you will be raised up in yaqeen. And the opposite of this, to the kuffar, to the non-believers who denied the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, these people who rejected the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be raised up on the day of judgment blind. They will be raised up on the day of judgment blind, not seeing anything. And they will say, oh Allah, how come you're blind? And while we had eyes, we could see in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes, you had eyes in this world, you could see. But you turned away. You turned a blind heart. You turned a blind eye. You turned away from my ayats. That's why you're blind this day. Imagine, subhanAllah, a blind person, it will be really hard for him to live in a modern country like this. Imagine if there was, what if there was an earthquake? How would a blind person react? On the day of judgment, on the horrors of the day of judgment, these people are waking up from their graves as blind. They will not be able to see. So it will be said to him, you were on yaqeen, you had certainty in this life, you were certain in your belief with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَلَيْهِ مِتْ وَعَلَيْهِ تُبْعَثُ inshaAllah. And it'll be said, فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ وَمَا عِلْمُكَ فَيَقُولُ قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُ فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ وَصَدَّقْتُ. He will say, what was your actions, or what was your knowledge? They will ask him, these angel in the grave will ask him. He said, قَرَأْتُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. I read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَآمَنْتُ بِهِ. And I believed in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I believe in the book. SubhanAllah, listen how promptly he's replying back. He said, what was your actions in this world? What did you know? He said, I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I recited the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah s.a.w. said, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. It will be said for him, a proclaimer will proclaim, and صدق عبدي, my servant has spoken the truth. So make his place, his farsh, make his place as a place of Jannah, and make his clothes from the clothes of Jannah, and open for him a door from the doors of Jannah. So this person will be in Jannah in his grave. And then the Prophet said, a person will come to him with nice, beautiful clothes, with a beautiful fragrance coming from him. And he will come to this person When this person sees him, he says, "Who are you? Your face looks like the person who brings glad tidings." He says, "Yes, I'm your righteous good deeds that you used to do in this world." So in your grave, if you are a righteous, pious person, you will not be alone. A person will come and accompany you, and that person will be according to what your deeds were. This person comes to him and says, "Yes, I am your glad tidings. So take glad tidings." And this person, this mu'min, will say, "Rabbi aqim as-sa'a, Rabbi aqim as-sa'a, sa'a hatta arji'u ila ahli wa mali." This person will say, "Oh Allah, make the hour come quickly. Oh Allah, make the hour come quickly, so I may return to my family and to my belongings." So this person will make a dua to Allah. "Oh Allah, make the day of judgment come quick so I can go to my place in Jannah." إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمَلُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. بسم الله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. So continuing the hadith of Bara bin Azib, one of the Sahabi of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And then the Prophet said, continuing from the same hadith that we read before, the Prophet said, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْكَافِرَ إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وإقبال من الآخرة نزل إليه من السماء ملائكة سود الوجوه معهم المصوح فيجلسون منهم مد البصر ثم يجيء ملك الموت حتى يجلس عند رأسه. The Prophet said, when the kafir, a non-believer, munafiq, sinners, when they are about to depart this world, and when they are about to leave this world, angels will descend down from the heavens with black faces, not like the person who mu'min with white faces. With the Prophet said, with black faces they come to him. مَعَهُمُ الْمَسُوفَ يَجْلِسُونَ مِنْهُمْ مَدَّ الْبَصْرِ. And they will bring with them rough, tough fiber from Jahannam. They will bring for him kafan from Jahannam. And then the Prophet said, ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Then the angel of death will come to this person and will sit by the forehead of this person. And this person is seeing these old angels as far as his eye can see, with them rough, tough fabric from Jahannam. And this angel of death will come and sit by his forehead and will say, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةُ اُخْرُجِي إِلَىٰ سَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ وَقَضَبٍ. Angel of death will say, "Oh, dirty, evil soul, come out to the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come out to the wrath of anger of your Lord." My brothers and my sisters, we should remember, we should think what the angel of death will say to us when we depart this world. It will be either of these two. It will either say, "Come out to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," or it will either say, "Come out to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And the Prophet said, so this soul tries to seek refuge in the body. The soul does not want to come out. Just like the righteous person, it will come out easily. It willingly will come out. But this person's soul will not come out easily. So the angel of death will have to rip all the veins in his body to take out his soul. The angel of death will rip the soul out from his body because the soul does not want to come out. And these angels who came with the angel of death, they will take the soul from the angel of death and will put him in this coffin that they brought from Jahannam. They will put the soul in this kafan and they start going up, as the Messenger of Allah said. And when they come, whenever they see other angels, they will ask, "Who is this dirty evil soul that you're taking up? Where is this smell coming from? Where is this rotten smell?" This is the word used in hadith. "Where is this rotten smell coming from?" They will say, "He's so and so, the son of so and so," using the worst names ever that he was used or was known in this world. So they will say, "Fulan ibn Fulan, بأقبح أسمائه التي كان يسمى بها في الدنيا حتى ينتهى بها إلى السماء الدنيا فيستفتح له فلا يفتح له." سبحان الله. The angels will try to go up, ascend to the first door of the heaven, and he will be requested for the door to be opened, but the door will not be opened to him. The door of Jannah will not be opened. The doors of the heavens will not be opened for the kuffar, for the people who did wrong in this world. Then the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, read the ayah of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى يَلِجَ الْجَمَلُ فِي سَمِّ الْخِيَاطِ. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he read this ayah, said, the doors of the heavens will not be opened for him, and neither will he enter Jannah until a camel is able to pass through an eye of a needle. An eye of a needle, how small this eye is. He will not enter Jannah until a camel, almost the biggest creation, the biggest animal we see on the land, is able to pass through the smallest hole that we can see, which is impossible. That's why from the first door of the heavens is rejected. And فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ اُكْتُبُوا كِتَابَهُ فِي سِجِّيِّينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ السُّفْلَى فَيُطْرَحُ رُوحُهُ طَرْحًا ثُمَّ قَرَى. So his soul, so the Messenger of Allah said, Allah will say, write my servant's name in the book of Sijjiyin, in the book of the lowest of the people. This is a record which the names of the worst of the people who kuffar are written. So his name is written in that book. And the Prophet recited, وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ. The Messenger of Allah read this ayah, whoever makes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever worships others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be as if his soul is thrown from the sky and the winds taken from a place far away. So his soul will not be returned back, just like a mu'min, the angels will bring him back to his grave. His soul is rather thrown up from the skies to his grave. So his soul is then returned to his body. And then the Messenger of Allah said, وَإِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ السُّوءُ أَجْلِسْ فِي قَبْرِهِ فَزَعًا مَشْعُوفًا فَيُقَالُ لَهُ. This person, when he comes in his grave, he's scared. He knows his end. He knows what's happening now. The Prophet said he'll be panicking. He's scared and fear. The angels come to him, Munkar and Nakir. Fima kunt, in what were you? Fayaqul, ha ha la adri. These are the words that the Messenger of Allah mentioned. He will reply back, ha ha la adri, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And there's also a narration from Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, O Messenger of Allah, after you have mentioned how the characteristics of Munkar and Nakir, you feel different, you sound different after this. The Messenger of Allah said, it's not that, O Aisha. The Munkar and Nakir will be nice, will come with a soft voice to the mu'mineen, and they will come with a really harsh voice to the kuffar. So we'll ask him, Fima kunt, the angel will ask him, in what condition were you? فَيَقُولُ هَا هَا لَا أَدْرِي. We'll say, ha ha, I don't know. فَيُقَالْ مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي كَانَ فِيكُمْ. It'll be said to him, who was that person that was among you? Meaning the Messenger of Allah. He will say, فَيَقُولْ سَمِعْتُ النَّاسُ يَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا قُلْتُ كَمَا قَالُوا. Subhanallah. Listen to what he's saying. He said, they asked him, who was this messenger? Who was this person that was sent to you? Who did you used to follow in your life? He said, I don't know. I used to say whatever the people used to say. I used to say whatever the people used to say. And you find this case with many of the Muslims. We don't read Quran. We don't read the hadith of the Prophet. We don't learn Islam. We just say as we hear people saying. So this person will reply back, سَمْعِتُ النَّاسِ يَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا. I've heard people saying stuff. That's what I've been saying all my life. فَيُفْرَجُ لَهُ فَرْجَةٍ قِبَلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ زَهْرَتِهَا وَإِلَىٰ مَا فِيهَا. Then for this person, a window towards Jannah, Jahannam will be open. Jannah will be open for him. So for this person, a window towards Jannah, for Jahannam will be open first. You will see this. Sorry, stop. This is for the pious person, a window towards Jannah will be open. Jannah will be open for him first. He will look at the Jannah. He will look, this evil person will look at the Jannah. And he would want to go there. And he sees the beauties of Jannah. And it will be said to him, انظر إلى ما صرف الله عنك. This, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has took you away from. Basically, this is not your place. Look, where you could have been. But because of your evil actions, another door towards Jahannam will be opened for him. And you will see Jahannam, its parts eating each other. And it will be said to him, this is your place. This is your resting place. And it will be said for this person, ويقال هذا مقعدك من قبلك على شكك وعليه مت وعليه تبعث إن شاء الله ثم يعذب. It will be said for this person, on shak, on doubt you were in this life, and on doubts you have died, and on this doubt will be raised up on the day of judgment. Many of us we doubt many things in Islam because of knowledge. We don't have any knowledge, and many of us do really doubt at this. We can't even prove to a non-Muslim that God, Allah exists. How many of us can prove that logically or from Quran itself? You don't need to study science, that Quran is the word of God. If someone questions you, how are you going to say this is the word of God? How can you explain to someone that the Prophet is the Messenger of Allah? Why do you believe in the Prophet? Why you don't believe in any other person that claims to be a Prophet? What are your evidences do you have? How much of Islam have you studied? Have you studied enough to answer Munkar and Nakir? When someone wakes you up in the middle of your night, in the middle of your sleep, you don't even remember your own name. What about in the grave, Munkar and Nakir, the angels, fierce angels? Allah says they do not disobey Allah, these angels. When they come in your grave and they ask you these questions, when people are scared, how are you going to answer the Prophet, peace be upon him, the angels? So the Prophet said, وَيَأْتِيَانِهِ مَلَكَانِ فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ فَيُقُولَانِ لَهِ مَنْ رَبُّكُ. And they will also ask him, who is your Lord? He says, ha ha la adri, ha ha, I don't know. Again the same replies. Why? Because he was in shak in your doubt in all his life. It will be said to him, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنْ كَذَبَ فَأَفْرِشُوا لَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَفْرِشُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. It will be said for him, a proclaimer will proclaim, my servant has lied, so make his farsh, make his carpet in his place of fire, and make his clothes of fire from Jahannam. And the person will come to him, a person with ugly, rotten smell will come to him, with really ugly person will come, and he will look at this person, and he will get scared, and he will ask this person, who are you? Your face looks like as if you're a person with bad news. You come, person who gives bad tidings. So this person will say, yes, I am your evil actions. Yes, I am your evil actions. So my brothers and sisters, you have a chance now, correct your actions. Which of the two would you prefer to have in your grave? It either will be a good person with beautiful smell and fragrance coming to you, or an evil person. You have the choice right now to change whichever you want. So this person will say, هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ. This is the day that you were promised. This is the day that you were promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have met your end now. فَيَقُولُ مَنْ أَنْتَ فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهُ يَجِيءُ بِالشَّرْ فَيَقُولُ أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الْخَبِيثُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَا تُقِمِ السَّاعَةِ. So when he hears this, he says, oh Allah, do not make the hour come. Because he knows once he leaves this grave, there will be much more punishment waiting for him. So finally, brothers, just to conclude, I would like to mention a story. And this story is of Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the greatest scholars of Islam that lived in the past. And he was a Zahid, a person who is involved in his religion and he's pleased only with little of this world. He's not after this world. So Fudayl ibn Iyad, he was given the name Abid al-Haramain, the worshipper of the Haramain. He used to worship Allah a lot, this person. But he wasn't like that all of his life. Before he changed, he was a thief. He was a thief, he used to rob people. And he was really famous. He was well known that he what kind of thief he is. He used to loot caravans when they used to go. So one day, one night, he goes out. He was jumping. He had some evil intentions. He was jumping a wall to go inside a house. And he heard a qari. He heard a reciter reciting, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come for those who believe that their hearts might fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that might remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasn't that time come for hearts to repent, back, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or humble themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He hears this ayah, this qari reciting this ayah, so he jumps back down. And he goes out. And he goes out, he sees Muslims, some group of Muslims, the people arguing with each other. One of them said, we should stay here, come here tonight. The other one says, no, let us go further, we're not camping here. And one of them said, we should not camp here because Fadail bin Iyad is known to loot people around here. So let's go. He hears this, he says, Subhanallah, I'm here, I went for evil intentions and the group of Muslims fear me. Muslims fear me. And he says, oh Allah, the time has come now. The time has come. Inni tubd, I have repented, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he repented. And he became one of the greatest scholars of Islam. And as soon as he said, Ana tubd, O Allah, I have repented, he says, O Allah, I will follow this by going and visiting your hajj, your house. So he went and visited Haramain straight after. And this is also, you should learn that if you have committed a sin, follow it with God. This is the advice of the Prophet. If you have done wrong to yourself, do something good to replace that. So my brothers and sisters, this is my message. Hasn't the time come for us to go back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Many of us, many Muslims don't pray. 90% you can say don't even pray. And prayer is the core, at the heart of Islam. Many of the scholars have said if someone doesn't pray, he's out of Islam. Many scholars have said this, and this is a valid statement from the other side. Even though many of the scholars disagree with the opinion. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتهم بالصلاة والسلام عليه قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والله اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة لنا ولوالدينا ولمن له حق علينا وللمسلمين أجمعين اللهم وفقنا لأعمال الصالحات وترك المنكرات اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطنا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أصلح لنا نياتنا وبارك لنا في أزواجنا وذرياتنا واجعلهم قرة عين لنا واجعل التوفيق حليفنا وارفع لنا درجاتنا وزد في حسناتنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اشمل بعفوك وغفرانك آباءنا وأمهاتنا وجميع أرحامنا ومن كان له فضل علينا اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة